Some translations of Quran, heaven is mentioned as a place in paradise for men, where they are having big-bosomed women who are perpetual virgins with brown eyes. Is this true? First of all, ask you, is it true?
No. Okay. I don't know about the translations. I can't speak for the translations. But I can say there is no place in the Quran that says heaven is for men. Absolutely not. And there are many things to the contrary. We know very well that heaven is, Jannah as we call it, is for people who gain Allah's mercy and have deeds that merit such are granted the paradise, the eternal bliss, as in, you know, other religions basically describe it more or less the same way, is for men and women. There is no where in Quran that says paradise is for men. As for the mentioning of some of the actual delights in paradise, if you will, you have to go back to a fundamental rule. And that is, well, two rules actually. And that is that nothing in paradise is like anything that you know or can even imagine. That's number one. Number two, no desire whatsoever remains unsatisfied in paradise. Whatever you want, it's there. You know, somebody might ask, well, I want a McDonald's Playland. Am I going to have that in paradise? Well, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is one of two things. Either this is just some silly thing you're thinking of now, and when you get there, you won't actually want it, and you won't have it. Or, if you really get there and you really want it, there it is. Because nothing is unsatisfied in paradise. That's the meaning of paradise. Alright? So, people come along and say, well, a man has 70 wives in one day, and even in Quran, one place it mentions he's just real busy with pleasure. That's the translation of the verse. Alright? But go back to the rule. No desire will be unmet. So a woman comes along and says, well, how about if a woman wants 70 men? Well, let me go back to my answer. If indeed a woman makes it to paradise and wants 70 men, she will definitely have them. But think about this. When Allah said in the Quran to the men, I could reward you with anything, even having 70 new wives in a single day. Everybody understands that. At least every man understands that. I don't know if every woman understands that, but most people understand that. And it's something good in most people's estimation. Now, if Allah said to the women, when you get to paradise, you'll be the busiest Kaaba out there, you're going to have 70 men every day, what would that be? That would be an insult. That's just the nature of us. That's the way we think about things. So it's not an issue of, oh, the men got this and the women didn't get anything. Everybody got everything. There's not even anything you can imagine or even think for a second that you feel like you had it. It's there, whether you're a man or a woman. But what was mentioned is what was appropriate and commensurate to our natures.
What a lovely answer. And it makes me feel good to know that I could get McDonald's in the paradise and it will actually taste good.